NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Remember when I was lost and Oh, Stop. Don't. I'll hear you in my ear. Stop. It was about to go boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Let freedom feel.
Let freedom feel the room.
If you're grateful for freedom, clap your hands.
They say that the world is round, and we take their word for it. If they say that the sky is falling down, most of us would just ignore it. Searching every day for answers, confused at what they find. The struggle is real to keep an open mind. Sometimes hard to explain how I really feel. Even though I don't see it, the heart knows what's real. And even on my bad days, I still, oh, I, oh, I just believe. You never disappoint. There's no doubt in believe. We live in a world full of hate, but there's more love, and I'm a witness. People giving up every day, losing faith, but I'm holding on. I'm really in this. I don't worry about tomorrow. If I make it there, I'm good. You're holding me, and I'm trusting you. Wouldn't trade this life if I could. Not that easy to explain how I really feel. Even though I don't see it, the heart knows what's real, yeah. And even on my bad days, I still,
about to take it back.
I found a friend,
one who's closer
than a brother.
I found a friend, he's even closer. To tell you, he's even closer
than
my mother.
I found a friend.
He'll go with me.
Jesus.
His name is
Jesus.
Oh, he's my friend. Oh, what a
friend we have in Jesus.
All of our
and we
We often forget.
Oh, what you need to say.
Oh, what need every day we beg.
Oh,
because we do not.
We got to learn to carry everything and leave it there.
To God in prayer.
You'll see that he's a friend.
Oh,
he'll be there when you're in need. Try to try him. He's a friend indeed. Oh,
Jesus.
And I'm glad about
Jesus.
Whenever I need
Jesus,
he's right by my side.
Jesus,
I don't have to look very far.
Jesus,
not only that, I tell you, he's here right now.
Jesus,
how do I know? I feel him all over
Jesus.
Me. I feel him all over me.
Jesus.
Let's go on a little further.
Jesus.
I want to tell you the history of this friend
Jesus.
Of mine. He was my grandmother's friend.
Jesus.
He was my mother's friend.
Jesus.
And some years ago, y'all,
Jesus.
When I was down in Star Valley, I didn't have no God on my side.
Jesus.
Trapped, I met this friend.
Jesus.
And oh, he's never left me, y'all. He's never left me. He's never left me. Never left me. Oh, he's my friend, y'all. Sometimes I just get to calling on his name. Sometime I just get to calling on his name.
Jesus.
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 Do you know that friend?
Jesus.
Moses said he saw
Jesus.
Saw him at the burning bush. Ezekiel said he saw him
Jesus
as a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Jesus.
David said he saw him
Jesus
saw him as a bright in the morning star.
Oh, Jesus.
But church, I call him Jesus.
Jesus.
And whenever I'm lonely, he begins to rock me.
Jesus.
Let me tell you this, he's my friend.
I need you, Lord Jesus. We'll
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Come on, let's have some church.
Come on, say, living miracle. Oh, God, say, oh, yes. I thank the Lord. Say it again for me, please. Oh, God. Oh, I am living miracle. Say, I am living miracle. I thank the Lord that I am new. Listen, you blessed me with my health. And you blessed me with my strength, oh God. You let me live to see another day, yeah. Without you, Lord, I don't know where I would be. Oh, come on, help me say, living miracle.
Mama told me that they were singing some songs and somebody way across the field would understand what they were singing way over here. And Mama would sing something like this. Come on in the room.
My Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
In the room.
I know Jesus.
Jesus.
Y'all don't like that because it ain't got nothing to it. Yes, sir. Can I get a witness? I wish I had a witness here tonight. And this is it. Come on, oh, in the room. Can I get just one? Lord, Lord, have mercy. Did she say something like this?
in the room.
My Lord, there's peace.
And then she says something like this. Can I get, if I had a witness, I'd sing another verse. Can I get a witness? Listen here. In the room,
I know
I know Jesus is my. Can I get a witness? Now I'm going to show you what mama say how they used to do it. Can I get a witness at the night church? Won't God be a doctor in the room? Won't God be a miracle worker in the room? Y'all. I don't know about you, but have you ever been burdened down? Won't God lift your heavy burden? Won't God be a doctor? Won't God be a doctor?
You know, sometimes we go through things and we ask God, we are looking for that miracle. We're looking for that change in our life. We're looking for that breakthrough. You know, you just have to find that quiet space in your heart, that quiet space in your room. You just have to surrender to God. You know, they used to do it like that back in the days. They would go down and they would say, I need you. I'm going to need a little help with this one. Y'all give it up for Sister Tammy. Come on, Tammy, help me out.
Oh, bless me.
chance to go to the promised land.
You turned water to wine
to show divinity to your disciples.
You fed 5,000 starving.
You fed 5,000 people with 2 fish and 5 loaves.
You gave vision to the blind.
You gave sight to a blind man. Man's son, with all those miracles, God, how can I not depend on you? You're the miracle worker, the way maker, the Alpha and the Omega.
Every time I wake is you, every breath I take,
every breath
is,
I take is you, God.
I wouldn't be here without you.
Testimony. That need a change in their minds in that room right now. You got somebody in need of a serious healing in that room right now. You got somebody having a major surgery in that room right now. He's the way maker. He's the miracle worker. 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 He's the way maker.
Thank you. hands like that for me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, Lord. Y'all act like y'all don't hear that. I know y'all hear that. Give my guitar player a hand. Whenever you seem burning down and you can't find a friend around, I don't have one thing to say to you, and that is burning down and you can't find a friend around. I don't have but one thing to say to you, and that is, yes sir, oh Lord, take all your troubles, yes sir, to the house. Down and you can't find a true friend around. I don't have the one thing to say to you, and that is, yes sir, yes sir, yes, sir. I take all your troubles, yes sir. Should I get a witness? Take all your burdens. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's healing there. There's healing, deliverance, soul salvation. Just wave your hand like that for me tonight. Yes, sir. Can I get a witness? Y'all like that? Huh? Can I sing a little bit more? Huh? Ooh, ooh, yeah. Listen. Whenever you seem burning down and you can't find a friend around, I don't have one thing to say to you, and that is, yes sir, yes sir, yes, sir. I take all your troubles and leave them there. Can I get a witness? I take all your burdens and leave them now. It's something about when the saints of God get together. Oh, what a time. Yes, sir. And
I know that you when I'm so confused, so, so confused, yeah. If I keep my mind, yeah, stay on you, yeah, baby, you want me, yeah, yeah, give it a trust, can I get a witness, nothing I will win, yeah. In this room, and there may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord, so long. From the front to the back, all heads are bowed. And while your heads are bowed, let us look back over our lives for a moment to see where God brought us from. Let us take this time to thank him for ourselves. While nobody listening but you and God, we know folk didn't make it to, but God have spared your life. Thank him, church. All heads are bowed. Father, you see these heads bowed now before you in humble submission. We are giving honor and praise to your name. Father, we know that thou art God, and besides you there is none other. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. We pause right now, Father, to say thank you, because you've been so good to us. Now, Master, we are asking you to condition our hearts, condition our minds, that we may receive spiritual food for our souls. Now, Father, speak to the nightingale tonight. You speak to us. And then, Master, use us as instruments of your peace. Hopefully and prayerfully, Father, that everybody in here, young folk and old, will be spiritually blessed, encouraged, uplifted. And then, Father, if there happen to be someone or anyone in this sanctuary this afternoon that simply do not know you, in the forgiveness of their sins, Father, that they might be convicted, then, Master, draw them to Jesus. Do this for us. Give a name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And your heart say amen.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yo. Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I hear the sound of our increase.
I hear the sound.
Whoa, hallelujah.
you don't go back on your word. Feels like I've heard it all, but I'm grateful that you don't lie to me. And you don't ever leave. And you don't change your mind on me. Even when I fall, I'm grateful that you don't ever leave. But you don't get tired, you don't grow weary. It's not in your nature, you won't give up on me. You don't get tired, and you don't grow weary. You see the worst of me, but you don't get tired. You don't get tired of me. That's good news, Richmond. That's good news, Richmond. Oh, 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 oh. And you gave everything.
You gave everything.
Never. Anybody grateful? Come on, say it.
Holy Ghost, and give thanks in your understanding. Scripture says that in all things we give thanks. In all things we give thanks. We understand it, we give thanks. We don't understand it, we give thanks. We agree with it, we give thanks. We don't agree, we give thanks. It's comfortable, we give thanks. It's not comfortable, we give thanks. It's good, we give thanks. It's not good, we give thanks. In all things, we give thanks. And we are aware of Scripture, of this truth, that God causes everything to work together for our good. Even the ones we can't understand. It causes all things to work together for our good. So we give thanks. We give thanks. You are good, you are kind, you are merciful. We give thanks. Oyewa koyewa, we give thanks. Agba, agba, we give thanks. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. In lack, we thank you. In plenty, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In pain, we thank you. We bless you. You're a good God. Nothing will change this truth. You're a good God. Nothing will change this truth. You're a good God. Nothing will change this truth. You're a good God. Nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing will change the truth of who you are. Nothing will change the truth of who you are. Nothing, nothing, nothing will lift our voices and pray. We lift our voices in praise. Nothing will stop it. Nothing will stop it.
In HD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York,
Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
Even There's a door you can open, and I hear you calling my name. Just when I thought it was over, I thought I'd be left in the grave. But death is a door you can open, and I hear you calling my name. I hear you calling my name. I hear you calling my name. I thought it was over, yes I did too. I thought there was a period after my name, but I did too. I thought there was nothing else you could do, yes I did too. But it's just like Jesus, just come past the right path. Jesus, he's showed up at the right path. Yes, Jesus.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you, yes, because he has allowed us to see a brand new day. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what I'm so glad about is he is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the God that is our healer. He is the God that delivers us from sin. He is the God that worked miracles in our life. I tell God thank you because he is the God that when we don't know what to do, he has the Holy Ghost of God groaning on our behalf. And not only him, but Jesus is sitting at the right-hand side of the Father interceding on our behalf. And I tell God God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time, because it's letting me know that I'm still amongst the living, that I'm still here to do a work for God and for each of you that God have allowed to see this brand new day. I encourage you to live the word of God. I encourage you to stand on the word of God. I encourage you to walk in holiness as God's son Jesus did. I know we ain't divine like him, but in order to see Jesus in peace, as the word of God say, for I who have called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your son Jesus, and I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, I thank you for encamping your angels round about us, God, watching over us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being the miracle worker, God. Oh, Father God, thank you for being the God that gives life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for all things great and small, God. Thank you for being the God that forgives us for all of our sins, God. Thank you for being the God that when we were yet sinners, you loved us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that rests, rule, and abide on your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being God. I thank you for being Alpha and Omega in the beginning and in the end, God. You're still here, and I thank you, God, for all things great and small. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch our children and their children and their children, God. Oh, Father God, you know all that's needed in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that it be thy will that you will save, sanctify, and fill with your precious Holy Ghost, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up married couples to you, God. You ordain marriage, God. And I tell you, thank you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bring them together in oneness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch your ministries in your church, God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to move, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are not doing your will, God, I ask that you give them your forgiveness, God. Draw them nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you just for being God. Oh, Father God, as I come to teach your word, God, anoint me afresh with your Holy Ghost power, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, bless those that's in the hospitals right now receiving surgery, God. Guide the hands of the doctors right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are incarcerated, God, I ask that you touch right now, God. I speak your delivering power in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you see everything that's needed, dear God. And I ask you to provide in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you just for being God. Thank you for your angels that you encamp round about us, God, to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. Were it not for the Lord who is on my side, I wouldn't be able to make it. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for each and every one of you who have taken the time out of your schedule to come and listen to the word. I tell God, thank you for the word that was in the beginning. And that word that was in the beginning is still right now. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God that as we sleep at night. Might not be night where you are, but when night comes, I thank God for watching over you. I thank God for covering us with his blood. I tell God, thank you. I don't know where you are, but when we see the S-U-N shining, we know that the S-O-N is still doing what his Father have called him to do. He was in the beginning. He is the one that was with the Father when he created nature. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go into worship and go into the Word with us. But your home church, come first. And at Christian Life on the third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. It starts at 12 noon. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you can leave or you can continue to stay and go before God even the more and worship with us in fellowship. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. We invite you to come out and go into the Word of God with us. I thank God for our Bible studies because, see, that's where we get our teaching from. That's where we get our learning from. But on the third Tuesdays, we don't have Bible study, but I always encourage the disciples to go in the Word wherever you are because it's the Word that gives us strength. It's the Word that will keep us. And there are going to be days, babies, that you have to speak the Word to yourself. And I tell God thank you for all that he is doing. And we invite you again to join us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of the Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, has come on to be with us on the first and third Tuesdays at 9:30. We invite you to continue to join us as the man of God bring forth the word. I thank God for all things that he is doing. And one thing I always encourage men and women of God is to go in prayer for the nation because they need prayer also. As we go in prayer and ask God to lead and to guide us, we won't go wrong. And I tell God, thank you for him being our lead and our guide. As we come back on today, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. When we were last together, we finished talking about what it means to be born of the Spirit. And we know that that included being born again and being born of God. As we are born of the Spirit, we establish that this ain't something that we do, but God does it. And when we are born of the Spirit, we become a new creature. We become and have a new life. We have a new spiritual life. We don't straddle the fence. We don't walk in sin. While I know we're not perfect, but when we are born of the Spirit, we will grow in God, and we will become more and more like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we have become brand new. We are born again. And I thank God for loving us enough that he let us know that as we turn from our wicked ways and turn unto him, and we repent, that we become born again, that we become born of God. And when we become born again, God is that Spirit that we worship in spirit and in truth. And I tell God, thank you, as we are born again and we grow in God, we're going to find that as we serve him, that we put on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What do you mean we put on the fruit of the Holy Spirit? As we become new creatures, you're going to find that we walk in righteousness, and that as we are born again and we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, we find that the Holy Spirit's presence has come into our lives. Yes, Satan's spirit is no longer there, but the presence of God and his Son and the Holy Spirit resides in our lives. And when we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God let us know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You'll find that in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. And I tell God, thank you, that when we receive God's Holy Spirit, we got to receive it. And we can receive that the very moment that we believe in Jesus Christ. Keep telling you, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. If you love Jesus, you're going to be obedient to his word. You're going to walk in holiness. If you love Satan, you're going to walk in sin, and you will follow Satan. But when you love God and you are born again, you are born of God and you are born of the Spirit, then you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. This is not a life that we talk. This is not a life that we just read, but this is a life that we do. The Word of God tells us to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And I tell God, thank you, that as we have received the Spirit of the true and living God, and we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we believe in him, we have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And you're going to find that as you serve God, you are new. The things that you used to do, you don't have that desire to do anymore. You're going to find that as you are a new creature in Christ and you are walking under the unction of the Holy Ghost of God, your thought process change. You find that your heart change. You find that there is no more hate there. And I know that we are not perfect, but we got to strive each and every day for perfection. And I tell God, thank you, that when we receive and believe in Jesus Christ and do a work for him, Romans 8 and 9 tell us, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. I tell God, thank you, if you don't have the Spirit of God, God don't dwell in you. Not, say Gladys, but the Word of God says, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You don't belong to him. Again, that comes back and let us know that you can't serve two masters. And we got to get away from saying, I ain't where I used to be, and I'm not, but I'm not where I should be. I tell God, thank you, that I got wisdom and understanding now that I'm going to serve God, either I'm going to serve Satan. I can't be right in the midst, in the middle, saying I ain't where I should be. Oh, I got rid of the big five, but I still got the little bitty five on the down low. I want you to know that sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. I tell God, thank you. If the Spirit of God dwells in you, listen to this. It's every believer from the moment he accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior has the Holy Spirit dwelling within him. But you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior with your whole heart, with your mind, and everything about you. When I say you got to turn from your wicked ways, I'm talking about you got to turn from sin. And as you turn from sin, I tell God, thank you. When I turn unto Jesus with my whole heart and my mind, and he changed me. I couldn't do it on my own. But I tell God, thank you for the Holy Spirit that abides in us. I thank God for him. When he abides on the inside, we become regenerated. I tell God, thank you for all things. What do you mean we become regenerated? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. I tell God, thank you. And the word of God say, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. I tell God, thank you. When we are baptized into one body, I thank God for his son Jesus, that when we are baptized into one body, we ain't just been baptized in the water, but the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes in when we would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. When we believe and trust him, I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. When we believe with our whole hearts and know that we know who Jesus is, when we become a new creature, it don't matter whether you're Jew or Gentile. Doesn't matter if you're a man or woman. But when you turn unto God with your whole heart and you're baptized by one spirit and we're baptized into one body, I tell God, thank you. I ain't talking about the human body, but I'm talking about the body of the Holy Spirit of God. Listen to this. It said the baptizing of the Holy Spirit is an act whereby the individual believer becomes united with Christ. Now, do you understand why you can't say, I ain't where I used to be, but I ain't where I should be? Because when the Holy Spirit comes on the believer, you become connected, you become united with Christ. Yes, you do. I tell God, thank you for the Holy Spirit. And when you are walking in the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit, you're going to find that, yeah, it ain't because of what you did that you walk in the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But it's because of God's son, Jesus, and all that he did for us. I tell God, thank you. If you're a believer and you stand on the word of God, you don't have to wait until 6 months down the road, 12 months down the road. But if you truly believe and you sell out to God and you turn from your wicked ways and you do the will of God, the word let us know that as a believer, you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And as you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that the Holy Spirit came in, not just to be there, but he came in to change your life. I tell God, thank you for the Holy Spirit coming in to conform the believers. That's us, those that truly believe him, into the image of Jesus Christ. And as the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside, you're going to find that you become more and more like him. When you stand on the word of God, and the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside, you're going to find that you are different than man. You're going to find that you are different than the world. You're going to find that the Holy Spirit is completely different from the acts and the way that the world is. Why? Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21, let us know. The word of God said, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past times, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you're still walking in a sinful nature, if you're still walking in sinful ways, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus going on the cross for us, because on this journey we can't walk it in the flesh like the world. We got to walk in the spirit of the true and living God. Listen to this. It said the believer can know whether he is walking by spirit or being controlled by the flesh. Yeah, you can. You know, because when you become a new creature, old things are passed away and you become brand new. I already told you, babies, you can't get rid of the big five. Now hold on to the little five. That's just an analogy that I use. That ain't in the word, but I tell God, thank you, that as a believer, true believer, you know whether you're walking in the spirit of God or whether you're controlled by the flesh. You can't be doing all of those sins that I just named. Can't have strife, and strife is selfish ambitions. No, you can't. Witchcraft, that's sorcery, can't be walking in that. And I tell God, thank you. Remember, you have become brand new, and you're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. It ain't fruit that you made. It would, I think some would say, if I could go out to the tree and pull it off. We might go out and pull off an apple, but that is not the fruit of the Spirit. I tell God, thank you. Might go out to the grapevine and pull off some grapes, But that is not the fruit that's going to get you into the kingdom of the true and living God. And I tell God, thank you. The word of God tells us if we lack wisdom, ask him. I can't go to heaven off somebody else's relationship with God. You can't go to heaven off somebody else's relationship with God. This is a personal journey. You must have this fruit of the Holy Spirit residing on the inside. And I tell God, thank you. When you're serving God with your whole heart and you're trusting him, you're walking in his word, you're going to find that, yeah, I do have the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, I do. I've become a new creature. Yeah, I have. I'm not the old me. I'm brand new. And you're going to find that when you have the fruit of the Spirit, that it comes from God. It comes from Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Told you, you can't go out to the tree and pluck it off. When we look at the word of God, we see that when it talk of fruit of the Spirit, ain't no S on it. It's singular. Yes, it's singular. And as we walk as a believer, babies, you got to have all nine of the virtues that make up the fruit of the Spirit. Can't have just one or two pieces, because see, it's, remember I just said, it's fruit of the Spirit. It's one. And you must have all of them. And as we look at God's word, the first of the nine is love. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, as we have the fruit of the Spirit. Did you know that as a human being, there's no amount of toil or determination that we can do to produce the fruit of the Spirit? It's not. When we serve God, and we believe that his son Jesus died on the cross for us, and that he rose on the third day, that he has all power in his hand, and we accept him as our Savior. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. We talk about the Holy Spirit. He's the only one that can bring us through, that leads and guides. And in order to have the fruit of the Spirit, I tell God, thank you, we got to have the Holy Spirit residing on the inside. As we have the fruit of the Spirit residing, I tell God, thank you for all that entails in the fruit. Mention love. We're just going to give you just a little tidbit. And God's willing, when we come back, we're going to talk even more about love. Listen to this. It says, love is the willing, sacrificial giving of oneself for the benefit of another without thought or return. I tell God, thank you. When we give ourselves, and as we give ourselves, we don't worry about whether we get anything back, because we're going to find that the word of God tells us we got to love our enemies. We're going to get to that also. But I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus loving us so much He didn't think about, well, they sinners. I ain't going to do this. But because of his genuine love, he went on the cross for each and every one of us. And it was because he truly, truly loved us. When we look at love, we've already discussed before that love is a deep, enduring concern for others. It's not about us. Jesus wasn't selfish, so we can't be selfish when we love. Remember when we were walking in sin? We were enemies to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But they loved us anyhow. When you love babies, love unconditionally with that sacrificial love, that love that said no matter what, I'm going to love you. God bless you. God bless you. When we come back together again, God's willing, we're still going to be talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And we're still going to talk about the first one, love. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
I remember. Old Testament. When the children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
change, and I think that you're trying to tell me it's okay. Whoa. I know I've come so far, but got so far to go. And with these brand new scars, it's really hard to know if there's a reason, and if I'll ever see it. Wanna believe it, so don't give up on me, yeah. Please don't give up on me.
Anybody can have to be here tonight. Through your trials and tribulations, you're still here. Came up on the rough side of the mountain. But through it all, God kept us all around you. We just want to tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you because you brought me over the rugged hill. You were my guiding light. That was so clear. And dear Jesus, even though I
were
there with me when I strayed away. You had mercy on me when I failed to get on my knees and pray.
You
did, Lord.
You died in my
more days.
everything will be alright. When you say everything will work out fine, just have faith. When you pray, when you need a friend, when you need a friend, just have
we gonna sing an old song. I believe we're gonna sing it tonight. But you can sing an old song. If they have oil in your vessel, in your lamp, trim and burning. Be ready when the bride will come. Do you want to have oil? Say yes.
From what's been happening,
grateful I know not to complain.
I've been feeling bad when they be asking how am I doing, and I say good about you. Don't they know the difference is there?
Refresh
anything that I ask in your name, and it's already done. Just believe. Positioning signs, right face at the right time. In a crooked world, trying to walk a straight line. Never at ease, even though we're in a heavy state. Blessings fall from the sky into the place when you need it the most. Despite all that weight.
1,000 miles per hour, Earth's attorney.
He's the greatest of all time,
the GOAT.
I be feeling bad when they be asking, how am I doing? And I say, good about you. Don't they know the difference is fair?
Refresh
anything that I ask in your name, and it's already done. Positioning signs, the right face at the right time. In a crooked world, trying to walk a straight line. Never at ease. Don't you know it's already done? Oh, it's already done. No, it's already done.
Static and physics are tricking your eyes. When you see the enemy wanting to wipe you out, believe me, they try. It's all of the process to look impossible. Should not be surprised. He already gave his life.
It's already done.
I be feeling bad when they be asking, how am I doing? And I say good about you. Don't they know the difference is fair? In your name, and it's already done. Just believe. God's positioning signs to the right face at the right time. In a crooked world, trying to walk a straight line. Never at ease.
Don't you know it's already done? 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 Oh, already. Don't you know it's already, already? Oh, already. Don't you know it's already, already.
Die, 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 die.
Yeah.